This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump has signed into a law a $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package. The president's signing is a turn of events after he was still criticizing the bill on Twitter as of Saturday, and it was unclear if he was going to sign it. The funding package now restores unemployment benefits that had expired at midnight to millions of Americans. It will also avert a partial federal government shutdown that could have started at midnight on Monday. President Trump's original criticism of the spending package was that the amount of pandemic relief money going to many Americans was too low. He wanted to see the stimulus check increase from $600 to $2,000. Europe launched its mass COVID-19 vaccination drive on Sunday, with pensioners and medics lining up to get the first shots. Europeans are hoping to see off a pandemic that has crippled economies and claimed more than 1.7 million lives worldwide. Meanwhile, Germany's coronavirus vaccination campaign faced delays in several cities on Sunday. The possible delay is the result of temperature track showing that about 1,000 of the shots made by BioNTech and Pfizer may not have been kept cold enough during transit. South Africa's health ministry reports the total number of coronavirus infections crossed the 1 million mark on Sunday, the announcement coming just days after a new, faster-spreading coronavirus variant was detected in the country. The grim milestone also comes 9 days after the country reported 900,000 cases. The country had taken 2 weeks to reach 900,000 from the 800,000 early in December. This is VOA News.